Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
The hell's going on here? Huh? How you guys doing?
Hi, good morning.
Hi. How's everyone doing? Are we excited about what we saw week one college football? I know I am.
Yeah. Big time.
Jonas?
Yeah. Loved
yeah,
it.
I was happy.
Loved
about it.
I mean, the Penn Staters won.
Yeah,
I was there to witness that.
Yeah,
it was an experience, LeVar. It really was. I mean, watching that pick six and the young man throw up immediately after was something. And then seeing Sean Clifford do what he does, baby, six-year quarterback, drive his team down the field for the game-winning tutty.
How about
it? Was awesome.
Yeah.
It really was.
I enjoyed it. Three times. I recorded it.
Did you?
Yeah,
kept watching it?
Absolutely. I was breaking them down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was breaking it down.
Terrible targeting call. In that
game. My gosh,
your guy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Hey, but you know what we were talking about, though? If there was a way to introduce yourself to college football, one play, one game, and he got thrown out, that's a legendary debut.
I mean,
that's the way it's done.
It's definitely going to be memorable.
Yeah. That's the way it's
done. He hit me up. He was like, man, first play? I was like, yeah, I know, man.
Oh, you talked to him afterwards?
Yeah. I know.
Hey.
But he's going to be a good one. Abdul Carter.
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, based on his build, man, my goodness.
He's like a Micah. He's another iteration of Micah. I mean, I'm not saying he is Micah, but he has that same look. He has that same type of mentality. I mean, he's from Philly, so he's from that side of the state. But, I mean, they look pretty good. They look pretty good. I was happy to see that they were able to go into a hostile environment because I'll tell you what, after seeing Drew Brees come on stage with you guys and seeing you hug him up and knowing that he was sitting there like,
good buddies,
tell LeVar to kiss my ass and all that good stuff.
He didn't say that, although I looked in his eyes. He might have been thinking it.
He was thinking it. Yeah, you're bigger than him, though, so he might have not wanted that smoke. But, you know, because
I love when he talked about his NIL. That literally is verbatim what we actually built.
Yeah.
They may or may not have used all our filings, but it's fine. No big deal.
Wait,
didn't feel like that was the moment to say, wow, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, man. But yeah, it was good. It was good.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
So just Well, look, I mean, that's, you know, imitation's the greatest form of flattery. So I think that just shows you're on the right path. You know, that Drew Brees is going to take your idea like that. It's great.
How about it?
I mean, it's wonderful for everybody.
How about it?
It's good.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Man, listen, big fan. I mean, my favorite was when, you know, just kind of asking him, what do you think about this this team and the game plan? And he was just talking about the intensity, you know, just the mindset, which is.
It was a blackout game, right?
Yeah. Was it?
It was, yeah, it was.
I was surprised that there wasn't any, like, racial flack or, you know, backlash, blowback, because it was called the blackout.
Wow.
Know? I was like, man, you know, you got guys in white uniforms coming to play against a blackout. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious. I was like, man, I'm glad this didn't go down a bad direction, you know?
Well, I mean, Brady was there to save us, so. Yeah,
I was reminded by Penn State's all-white uniforms. I was like, man, these are the cleanest uniforms in all of college football.
They're very clean.
Like, nothing like Penn State's uniforms.
Well, let's speaking of uniforms and those being, you know, defined uniforms, you know, Notre Dame is a defined. I thought they were going to pull it out.
Yeah.
What, the game? Or
For 2 seconds, I thought they were going to pull that game out.
Easy. Easy, Jonas.
I wanted to clarify.
Too early in the show to get dumped.
I just wanted to clarify.
I keep going.
We're talking about.
Whoa, hold on. I mean, you can't keep going if you do what you said. But I mean,
Happy Father's Day.
All right.
But here's that is. Look, I came away from Notre Dame, Ohio State thinking, hey, Notre Dame. That's one of those, they lost the game second half, not ideal from an offensive standpoint, but when you go on the road in Columbus, game one, brand new head coach, that sort of environment,
against
a night
that
game.
Type of team.
Yeah, and you're in it, and you're winning that game and leading that game for large stretches of the game.
For what it's worth, you did a hell of a job.
Yeah, I came away going, I'm not down on Notre Dame. Like I came.
You know, the BS about Ohio State is that's generally how they win games, though. They generally win games. Like, when they're in real games, they generally win them games late. You know, I don't know. It was interesting. It gave me, you know, it gave me confidence that Notre Dame is going to be pretty good this year, though. I'll tell you that. I mean, to come out against that type of team, that type of firepower in that setup and scenario, man, I was impressed.
I thought the first half went about as good as it could have, given some injuries and some things. But that was more the game plan I think they were hoping to play, especially for Buckner. I mean, Buckner was solid. For a guy in his first start on the road in that position, you couldn't have asked for much more. You know, he ran well, I thought, with his legs when he had to, or scramble when he had to. He made some clutch throws. Guys helped him out, too. You know, guys were making some plays for him, too. But he did about as much as you could have asked for in the first half, and really the whole game. It wasn't like, you know, he made any sort of, you know, bone crushing or back breaking, you know, play that hurt them. I thought for his first start against that team and all that, he really did play well, and I think he gives a lot of people optimism for the rest of the season. What I didn't think was going to be an issue was Jarrett Patterson being out at left guard, and it was for two reasons. One, obviously, you have a younger player, less experienced player at left guard, but then you're not giving your center as much help, right? Because now you got a guy who used to play center, has a ton of experience, making the calls, doing all of that. And LeVar, you know this. A lot of people, you know, don't realize this. When you get in a really, really loud environment, because you're in a silent count, you're going to have the guard actually keep his head up to look at what's going on, and then tap the center to snap or go through their silent count snap. Because that it's easier to do it, and then they can make sure they get all their calls. They don't get duped when the center puts his head down to snap the football. So not having him there, I think, hurt for those two reasons too, because it hurt the center, hurt the left guard, and hurt the inside running game and protection and all that. So that was one of those things that, like, I was kind of watching thinking, all right, they're going to be fine once he gets back, but that's going to be a problem. I mean, for right now, at least moving forward until they get that fixed. But, you know, I didn't like the all-out blitz call that led to the first the touchdown that allowed Ohio State to go ahead 14-10. I know Coach Freeman talked about it not being executed well. But even then, like, you had done that all game long, playing coverage, being able to shut down the Ohio State passing attack. And then in that moment, because you hadn't been getting pressure, you felt the need to get pressure? Like, I don't know. That wasn't one of my favorite calls, but I mean, look, at the end of the day, and really, by the way, when you go back to looking at both touchdown passes, they were both blitzes. Mm. Like, they both brought pressure on those plays because they weren't getting pressure. And even though that then hurt them early in the game, they felt like they needed to. I saw a little different, but look, I think there's a lot to build off of, but there's definitely some things that, you know, they've got to improve on and work on moving forward.
Well, I'll tell you what they didn't need to work on is Marcus Freeman, because if Brian Kelly would have been calling the game, it would have probably been a worse situation.
You think so?
I mean, him and his family ain't done winning yet.
But they just ain't winning.
But they just wasn't winning on Saturday. That was my takeaway.
That was one of the worst performances.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at least for the first, what, three quarters until the very end when they put some stuff together?
That was my takeaway was, wow, you know, Marcus Freeman's got a bright future. And if he doesn't at Notre Dame, then, you know, I don't know. But it looked like he's got a bright future ahead of him. Then I looked at Brian Kelly and I was like, let me check out B. Kelly and see if he's still in winning and if the family is good. And I was like, whoa, Brian Kelly.
Yeah, he got him back. They were had an opportunity there, you know.
Against Florida. Like, you do know how the mighty have fallen. Like, Florida State, I know that they're trying to figure it out, but they ain't there yet.
It's kind of weird that both those programs, neither one of them's ranked. It's kind of weird. Growing up on Florida State,
well,
LSU,
course, yeah.
And it just...
Well, the 90s for Florida State. I mean...
I'll put it this way. I think Florida State might be when it's all said and done. They got a good little squad, man. That DN they brought in from Albany, number 5, he was Gerst, I think is his name. He was legit. They got a big old D-tackle on there clogging stuff. I mean, they got some players now.
Did you get any text messages or anybody from back home busting your balls during the Notre Dame game? Were people reaching out to you, giving you a hard time? Do you have a lot of diehard Ohio State fans that you grew up with?
I mean, no.
You don't have any? Like, nobody you're around grew up an Ohio State fan? Right next door to Ohio State? Dublin's
no,
right
because,
next door.
Because all the people I'm close to came to Notre Dame. They realized, like, oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, there, okay. Notre Dame. Very good. Yeah, that's good. All right. I see. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. That's how it is.
Well, there
all
you
right.
go.
Got to let them know.
Accept yeah. that, sir.
And by the way, this is 2022. For those of you that are like, oh, Notre Dame's 0-1. Nah, kiss my ass. They're 1-0 ATS. All right, this is against the spread. All right, it is a new day, a new era.
Which I did talk to some
easily.
People who were at the game who are Notre Dame fans. I was like, hey, so what was the reaction of the crowd? They're like, yeah, Ohio State fans really didn't have much to say. Like, they were very much, I think a lot of them kind of came into it thinking, hey, this is going to be a butt kicking. And when they were down at halftime, it was like people were like, oh, okay. Let's be a little more respectful about this. Let's make sure we're minding our P's and Q's. I mean, look, the Notre Dame fan base in general is typically pretty classy, not the type that's going to be overly rambunctious. Like, I always felt like, you know, when people would come to Notre Dame Stadium, they always left. People are – it's almost like Nebraska. You know, people thank you for coming and all this stuff. It's like same thing at Notre Dame. They're like, oh, thanks for coming out. Appreciate you coming to come play our football team. Like, very nice, classy group. I think Ohio State even emulated some of that after what they saw, at least in the first half. At least that was the word I was getting.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, you guys want to hear an update on the Lamar Jackson contract situation with the Baltimore Ravens? All right, so here we go. This was the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh, with a major update on Lamar and his contract with the team.
You know, I don't have any updates on that. There's nothing that I'm aware of. It's been football for players and coaches. And that's kind of where we're at. My interactions with Lamar have been all football. And he's been focused and locked in on that 100%.
Sounds like a guy who's tired of talking about it. That's what it sounds like to me. So Lamar Jackson, still no deal done. Josina Anderson of CBS Sports HQ said that there's an improved offer that is out there to Lamar, but that Steve Bisciotti is never going to sign off on the type of guarantees that Deshaun Watson got or a deal like that. So this is where we are currently at with Lamar Jackson. And the countdown is on because he did implement that deadline once the season started. No more contract talks. So have fun with that. So here we go. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I'm still not believing that. But I just can't believe this hasn't been done by now. That either he hasn't agreed to something or they haven't, you know, provided him with something that would be, you know, not Deshaun Watson. Like, look, I think we've seen now after the Russell Wilson deal, which if you looked at everyone who's trying to re-up right now, right, Russell Wilson probably made the most sense heading into this year of the player that would have gotten something close to a Deshaun Watson deal. And reason I'm saying that is, look, he's won to a Super Bowl. He's been to two. He's been a prolific passer. And, you know, obviously Denver gave up a lot to go get him. And so in order to make it work, make sure he's there for the long haul, you'd figure they would have been the one to offer something close to that. Probably would have warranted that. Even like the person he is off the field, you know, I think you feel pretty good about. So once he didn't sign that contract, that's where I was like, okay, this is going to fall in line. Very similar to after Kirk Cousins signed his 3-year fully guaranteed deal when he first got to Minnesota. I really thought, I guess I was naive. I thought like, oh, there it is. Like, we want guaranteed contracts. Like, this is how they're going to have to do it. Like, one player is going to take the chance to do it. He's going to sign that contract, and everyone's going to follow suit. And then no one followed suit. So, you know, I guess that was kind of where we're at with the Sean Watson deal. Like, it's just an outlier. It's an anomaly. We're not going to see it again. And if that's what Lamar Jackson is looking for, I don't think any organization is going to sign him to that. I just don't. I don't think anyone was as desperate as the Cleveland Browns were once they, you know, wanted to, I guess, move on from Baker Mayfield and looked at the options. We're like, well, Deshaun Watson is the only option we really got. And so let's go, you know, give him an offer he can't refuse so he doesn't go to Atlanta. And the rest is history. But I can't believe, he's going into his final year of his deal. He's now staring franchise tags or free agency, however you want to look at it. They're not letting him go, though. He's staring it dead in the face. And it's hard to believe that Baltimore and him haven't gotten something done.
Surprised Kyler Murray got a deal done before Lamar Jackson? I am.
Not really, because they were so upfront about it, you know?
And he didn't get the type of deal that Lamar Jackson probably is seeking. Like, it's a different deal. I do think that a contract like the Deshaun Watson contract will happen and will be beyond that. It's just not, I hate to say this today, it's just not Lamar Jackson. Now, if somebody like the kid for the Chargers, you know, Herbert, if he continues to prove outright Burrow.
But Burrow, like the Bengals don't have the money. Like, that's the hard thing.
But it might not be the Bengals. It might be an organization. It might be like an Atlanta. It might be a Carolina. It could be a team in the next year or two that says to themselves, if we can deliver ourselves this type of player, then we can put ourselves in contention for a Super Bowl.
It's funny you bring up Atlanta and Carolina, because they are teams that you look at and go, well, they're going to be in the market for a quarterback very soon.
Possibly.
Assuming, you know, Marcus Mariota doesn't work out or Baker Mayfield isn't the answer.
Or Corral. But Matt Corral could be a guy, just, you know, that injury. But, I mean, he could be a guy that fills the bill. But if he's not, you're talking about teams like that.
Yeah, and both of those teams were in on the Deshaun Watson contract and the trade potentially. And both of them ended up not landing Deshaun Watson because they weren't coming anywhere close to the deal that Cleveland was willing to offer him. It feels like Jimmy Haslam is on an island by himself. It pissed off a lot of other owners. No other organization in the NFL is going to give a contract
like that.
The market,
though. That's what you like. Other owners can be upset about it, but what happens is whenever a guy gets a contract like that, they have now reset the market.
But there's been two deals done since then, and they're nowhere close to that.
Yeah, and I get that. And, it's a hard one for me to kind of make sense of in terms of, you know, next guy up. Like, it's always next guy up. And so there have been some next guys up to get contracts, but there's going to eventually be a next guy up that gets more than what Deshaun Watson has gotten. And I mean, there are some contracts that are higher in number than Deshaun Watson's. It's just not as much guaranteed money in the contract. But I think that those quarterbacks are out there that are going to reset the market as the next one up again. I just don't think that, I mean, for what it's worth, just not Lamar Jackson right now.
Yeah, the reality is, you know, Aaron Rodgers' contract, which is $50 million a year, right? Like, that pays more out per year than Watson's does. It's just like, for example, if I go to a bank and I'm Deshaun Watson, I could take out whatever debt I want against that because it's all guaranteed. Like, they're not going to take that away from him. It's all guaranteed. And so he can go get a huge loan and pay it back if he wants or whatever, however he wants to structure, because
line of credit.
That bank knows. Yeah, line of credit. Yeah. That bank knows he's making that money.
Yeah, it's true.
There's no one else who can say that they've got $230 million fully guaranteed coming to them. So you know, to LeVar's point, it is resetting the market. It's just you're not going to see someone else reset it until probably Josh Allen. You know, honestly, when he re-ups again, like he's young enough, he's good enough. I think the Pegula family has enough money, and so they might be one of those franchises you're looking at. Because any of the other teams you're talking about, like Carolina, Atlanta, like if Ritter's the guy, okay, but we're probably – he wasn't a first-round pick, so we're probably 3 years away from that. If Carolina was looking at someone, it was same thing with, I guess, Corral, even though I don't think he's that guy. You know, you're still looking 3 years away from that. Like, or they're going to draft one. And if they draft one in the first round high, like a Bryce Young, who I'll sit here and tell you, he's the best college football quarterback. That kid should be number one in next year's draft. If he's not, it's because teams are just against his height and size.
Yeah.
But he is good. Anyway, it's like that guy's the next guy that may get it. Like he's the guy that I'm looking at that, like, he's not even in the NFL right now. And he should be the next one that gets it because I think he's going to be that good once he gets there.
So what,
I just wonder where the cap is on all of this. At what point does the numbers stop going up? Because there are guys like Mean Joe Green and you know, Mel Blunts, you know, the guys I grew up around. They're sitting there like they were seeing our money and they were like, oh, my gosh. I used to deliver newspapers and milk in off season. Look at the money you guys are making now. Now guys like us are sitting there like, oh my gosh, I used to drive a 500 and that's 500. Now they're driving Maybaps and private jets. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they're driving those bitches.
They're driving them.
Flying
not
them.
Even flying them.
They're driving those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What do you think? What do you think the contract, if they do get, so how's this going to play out? If he doesn't get the deal done this year, he bets on himself, then they're just going to franchise him, right? I mean, that's where this is going. And then who knows, maybe franchise him again.
Buy more time to agree to an extension. Yeah.
So he's not going anywhere. I mean, he's going to be a Baltimore Raven, barring injury or something catastrophic or he forces his way out.
It starts to turn into a scenario where it makes sense to get a deal done. If he balls out this year and they put him on a franchise tag, you just got to go ahead. And it might be hard feelings because it's like, I bet on myself. You guys should pay me. You should be happy to pay me. But if you're not going to pay me the way that I want to be paid, he's still in a position where he's going to have to seriously, seriously take a step back and take a look at what it is that he's being offered and say, do I want to play out a franchise tag and possibly one more, another one next year? Or do I take this contract that's in front of me that guarantees me no matter what, as Q was saying, that this is what I'm going to make? I mean, at some point, you got to – I mean, unless you just feel confident staying on one-year deals.
Well, look at Dak and Dallas. Dallas could have gotten that deal done for a lot less than what it ended up getting done at, but they kept going back and forth, and that was all part of the negotiation. And
Jerry loves spending money.
He does.
He loves throwing money at stuff.
Well, yeah. Who's to say Jerry wouldn't do it for Lamar? You know,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's
next
true,
couple of next year or two,
or hey, if Tua doesn't work out,
Miami. Yeah, that's a good
Miami.
One too. That's a
I
good
want
one.
Me some glory hope.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
Thanks, Jerry.
Viva Mexico.
Whoa.
But that was
with the hog in it, that was
Roberto doing Jerry Jones.
And remember, that's like Cowboys,
a rich person thing where they'll like just throw money at problems or talk about how much money they had to spend on. Like, I bet Jerry was like, man, that Dak Prescott, he really got us. I had to pay a lot extra for him. You know, I just,
he did say that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's like,
he got the best of us. But like, it's like a rich person thing. Like, people will tell you who are really, really wealthy, like how much money they lost or how much money they had to spend on something.
Yeah, I shouldn't be
not
doing
how much
this,
they
but,
have.
Yeah.
Like when they're really, really, really rich, they're telling you how much they had to spend or lost on something. Mm. Like, because they have so much more than that, that it doesn't even like hit them as far as like, oh, you lost that much. Oh, okay. That's more than I could ever imagine making, but that's how much you lost. Oh, got it. Okay.
As you talked about this, I don't know if this was off the air or on the air at one point, sort of how it works when it comes to these contracts, that certain owners just can't afford it, like the Bengals, to where how does it work? They have to
have
money,
cash flow in escrow.
In escrow. Yeah. And it's got to be there that they can draw from. And if they don't have that cash, they can't offer a deal like Jimmy Haslam offered to Deshaun Watson. So there's so how many owners are in a position to do that?
Not many. I mean, that's why, like, you see Stan Kroenke able to pay out, you know, to so many superstars all these large signing bonuses because of the cash flow that he's got coming in. And so they're able to spread out that signing bonus over the lifetime of the deal. And the other thing you've seen organizations do to help lessen that impact, and you'll hear people refer to it as kicking the can down the road, is they'll put on voidable years in the contract. So, you know, they'll write into a contract, it's a 3-year extension, but really you've got 2 extra years or 3 extra years attached onto that deal, and they're all voidable years. And so you're like, wait, why would they do that? Well, it's because they want to spread out that signing bonus over that 5 or 6 year period, as opposed to the 3 years where really that's what it is. And what that does is it obviously, you know, impacts the salary cap for the 2 or 3 years after that player's like done and retired or even there. Like Drew Brees is someone we mentioned earlier, you know, his cap hit, it was still at least, I think, what, last year affecting the team, and maybe even still this year. I'd have to go back and look. But there's other scenarios like that. Tony Romo was like that with the Dallas Cowboys. And teams are willing to do that, you know, because they're willing to say, hey, we're going to go through a rebuilding period or rebuilding phase. Let's just go ahead and kick the can down the road and try to win while we can now.
Jeez. Well, hey, maybe we'll get this done, and Lamar Jackson's going to be there long term. If not, gambles on himself, and we get to see. But his style, I'm just surprised. To your point, I can't believe we're still sitting here and he doesn't have a deal. Like, I don't understand. I wonder how far apart they are as far as the money goes.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
News.
Turn on the news.
Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Brady Quinn.
Yay!
An ice cream truck driver in Staten Island was arrested yesterday for allegedly luring a 10-year-old girl into his truck. Yeah. Pretty bad deal. The man was 20 years old and accused of allegedly picking up this child. Here's the only problem. For whatever reason, the 10-year-old girl lied to her parents, who then obviously reported what the girl had told them, that he was trying to abduct her and all this stuff. And so he was detained and arrested, yet they come to find out the entire story was fabricated and made up.
Wait, so it never happened?
Never happened.
All of it a lie?
Yeah.
Even though he got arrested in real life?
Yep. Yep.
Jesus. So, can he file a lawsuit? Can he sue? How does that work? So you can just make stuff up, and then nothing happens to the person who makes the false accusation.
I don't know where this goes from here, but you'd hope that any 10-year-old couldn't just make something up like that, even though they are 10. You have to be aware of that, and they couldn't damage someone's reputation like that.
So. Wow,
yeah,
that's rough.
Pretty tough.
That sucks.
Too bad. How about this? Do you guys have any sort of like sleep apnea? Like, do you guys snore?
I think when I'm super, super tired, I do.
Yeah, I'm the same. Because I sleep on my back at all times, so I never I tend to snore sometimes when I'm really out of it, really exhausted.
Well, a new study is saying that people who snore may have an increased risk of cancer. Yeah, those who snore, there's a good amount that have obstructive sleep apnea. It's a disorder that affects a lot of people. Obviously, it presents loud snoring or gasping for air at times at night, or even like daytime sleepiness. That's kind of some of the symptoms, however you look at it. But there's a study now that's come out from a medical conference in Barcelona, and it's basically saying that, you know, especially if you are obese, have diabetes, smoke, consume large amounts of alcohol, you're even more at risk for developing forms of cancer when combined with having sleep apnea. Hmm. So,
you know what I'd like to hear once? I'd like to hear, instead of all the things that could cause cause cancer? How about like some things that could like, you know, prevent cancer or cure cancer?
You know what would be even better than that is if all those things that you did that were bad actually cured or kept cancer away.
Yeah, it would be great.
Kept illness away. All of the horrible things that you, like bad habits, the food you eat,
yeah, many people
not
be,
working out.
Be walking around with a lung
snoring,
dart right now.
You
yeah,
know?
Just smoke away. Just
smoke your lung
smoking.
Dart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Just
and that keeps
smoke
the
up,
sickness
Johnny.
And the illnesses away.
Yeah.
We're still smoking on airplanes.
Imagine that world.
There probably is somebody out there who still
does it all.
Who still rips heaters first thing in the morning.
Does it all.
And they're in their 70s.
Perfectly healthy.
Yeah. Probably. Like, who
probably
you,
in their 80s.
Who do you think the oldest smoker is?
I don't know.
Like, well, what do you think the oldest person to last smoking a cigarette would be?
Can we stick Lee on this? Lee, can you?
There's no way Lee can get it.
Oldest known smoker in the history of the U.S.
No
Lee.
Way.
We looked that
Lee,
up, please.
Can you find that for
Lee
us,
Lee? Won't get it.
I'm gonna go.
The end of the show,
I'm gonna say it's. I'm gonna say it's Jim Leland.
He
by the way,
nice
Jim
pool.
Leland,
yeah.
Nice.
Grandpa Godo.
Who?
Grandpa Godo died at 146.
What?
Smoking cigarettes
at 146.
146.
That sounds real.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Dang.
Jeez, dude.
I mean,
there's no
chance. He's not American, but
146.
So you're saying someone lived to 146, Lee?
Yeah. Look
I don't
up.
Think that's real.
That's a bunch of crap. That's a lie.
That's such a lie.
That's something like Marlboro or people, one of those.
Like, we're lucky to get to, like, Centurion, like when people actually make it to 100.
Yeah.
146, get out of here.
And he was a smoker. Get out of here. Come on, Lee.
All right, last story of the day. A high school teacher who quit her classroom to basically share explicit content on OnlyFans. She's now a millionaire.
Yeah
thanks to this new career. Only took her a few years. She says it would have taken her 25 years had she stayed the same course teaching. And she's happy about it.
Yeah.
Paid for her family's vacations to Nashville and Hawaii and some other trips she took solo. But she is now found financial freedom.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's good.
I've never.
That's good.
She's been posting a lot of photos that would also be very freeing. Or yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
It was.
It's 122 days. Well, 122 years, 164 days.
What do you mean?
The oldest documented person.
Were they on OnlyFans
from
too?
From France. Yeah, they were on OnlyFans.
Okay.
Yeah, with Jesus.
Well, everybody's doing it.
back with the 12 disciples.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.